Blackstone Audio presents Soul Man, a memoir of cars, culture, crisis, and unexpected hilarity inside a Korean corporate titan by Frank Ahrens. This book is read by Frank Ahrens. To my wife, Rebecca, and my daughters, Annabelle and Penelope. Chapter 1. Almost, not quite. Punishingly peppy K-pop music pounded in my ears. Secondhand cigarette smoke filled my lungs. My crisp blue dress shirt was now soaked with my own sweat and splattered with beef drippings and mysterious sauces that had been served with dinner earlier in the evening. Flashing, colored lights cut through the dark, windowless room I'd been packed into with a dozen yelling, clapping, laughing, hugging Koreans. A karaoke screen on a wall projected animations of saucer-eyed children and song lyrics in English and Korean. My wife must be somewhere in the room, but she seemed to have slipped just beyond my reach as I was jostled by the exuberant crowd that shouts sang along with the two Koreans sharing a microphone as some Korean pop tune played. When they weren't shouting or singing, they were downing shots of whatever it was the older Korean ladies kept bringing in little green bottles. Drank, that is, whatever wasn't spilled on the floor or on each other. And here I was, sopping wet, laughing, singing incoherently, and hugging people I'd met only 5 days earlier. Welcome to Korea. I had expected South Korea to be more sterile. I'd had this feeling that South Korea existed 30 or so years in the future, where things are cleaner and more orderly, the way Japan used to seem. With its booming growth, strong democracy.